The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate in the 2022 civic election to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidates are being published to our website in alphabetical order. Cindy Karkner. Age. Did not answer. Years as a Port Coquitlam resident, 30. Occupation. I am an entrepreneur who owned an interior design company in the construction industry for 20 years. Most recent civic, volunteer work. During the pandemic, I volunteered with the Open Pantry at Coquitlam Alliance Church. Website. karknerforcouncil.ca. Email. karknerforcouncil@gmail.com. Phone. 604-788-0549. Linktree. At karknerforcouncil. Why are you running? I have lived, worked and raised my family in Poco, and I want to be a part of the decision-making process that plans a sustainable future for our children. I imagine Poco with a vibrant city center with diverse local shops and restaurants that becomes a social destination, community growth in responsible and eco-friendly ways, and a community that values diversity by helping newcomers settle, adapt and thrive. I want a city that invests in things that bring people together, such as sports and the arts, creating connections that transcend differences, encourages conversation and strengthens the character of our city. What's your number one issue and why? Transportation is a priority in Port Coquitlam. I want to reimagine new and different ways to connect our community, and connect us to other communities, that's less reliant on cars. What does that look like? It means creating brighter, safer streets and walkways, creating additional bike paths, and creating more sidewalks. It means improving bus service to SkyTrain. On our arterial roads, like Mary Hill Bypass, we have to look at how we can make them safer. For example, we have to reduce the congestion around Mary Hill Bypass, Burke Mountain and Broadway.